Our next guest this afternoon is Pete Dickey. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Alec.
How are you? You can hardly see you.
I'm very well, very well. Yes. Enjoying myself hugely.
As you were saying, Pete, for those of us with a memory, Pete,
I get over 30.
Or even older. If you remember back to the early 90s, there was can I describe it as a cult series?
I think so. Cult is the word. Yes.
Yes. Many cults in the early 90s, and one of them was absolutely on Channel 4. I guess one description I heard about Pete was it was a Scottish Monty Python.
Well, that's a very kind description. Yes, it was. It was unusual for Scottish humour in that it didn't come from Glasgow, it came from Edinburgh.
It was very East Coast.
Yes.
The humour was very East Coast, and of course...
Sensible middle class.
Sensible middle class humour. Your compatriots were Jack Doherty, Murray Hunter, John Sparks and Merwena Banks.
That's right, and Gordon as well, Gordon Kennedy.
You can tell I'm an anorak for this, can't you? And you brought a whole host of characters, including Stonybridge.
Yes, Stonybridge, yes.
Stonybridge! Everybody in the early 90s at my work just basically went around saying that. Although, in fact, we all left work that night. Talking like that. Hello, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's still going on as well.
And Callum, and of course, you provided a lot of the music and some kind of weird. I guess you were almost like the.
Neil Innes.
You were like Neil Innes. You were the Neil Innes of absolutely.
Aye.
And I guess it ran for about, 4 years?
Yeah, that's right. Sort of late 80s, early 90s, and then sort of went off mid 90s, and then we all went off to do other things. Murray and John did Don and George, I don't know if you remember.
Yes. And a bit of animation as well. They're doing a bit of animation as
well. That's right. Aye. And me and Sparks went off to do a weird sort of comedy nature show called Squawky Talky for Channel 4.
That's right, I remember that.
And
now you're here with John, and tell about the show at the festival.
The show, with its snappy title, absolutely presents John Sparks and Pete Bacon Variety Sandwich, is on at the Gilded, and it's basically a tribute to variety and, you know, the world of variety shows, and it gives us an excuse to do sort of about 35 characters in an hour, including some new ones like Kenny Twatt, the famous... Welsh comedian, and you put your left leg in the Russian illusionist, but there's also some oldies. And the show is hosted from by Bobby from Stonybridge, includes Shadwell. I don't know if you remember. Well, Shadwell.
Of course I do. Shadwell.
That's right. Shadwell. The Naked Video. Right. So it's a mixture of sort of old stuff, new stuff, and lots of really bad jokes.
And that's it. And can you will this move into a TV arena, or are you happy to keep it in the theatre?
Well, no. It's kind of we've got a radio. Pilot out of it, which is great.
Right. Fantastic.
Guy from Radio 4 came along and saw it and loved it, and so he's going to give us a wee shot at that, and then we'll see. But yeah, it's just an excuse to do loads of strange characters, and also there's video tributes. We've sort of chopped up lots of weird, wonderful video that we found in Wales.
Yeah.
And
Sparks is very.
Multimedia production.
Sparks is very. Loyal to his Welsh roots, isn't he?
That's right. Well, we spent the last 6 years in Wales doing a sketch show called Barry Welsh is Coming. Very subtle title. And that goes out late Friday nights, every Friday on ITV Wales.
And you do okay, because being the media anorak that I am, I watch a lot of TV. I don't have a life. I just do this and then watch TV. And especially, I don't know them off by heart, but there are kind of shows when the credits come up at the end, it's always music by Pete Baker. You did quite a lot.
I got lucky, really, because after Absolutely, I got in with Reeves and Mortimer, you know, Vic and Bob, and I did a lot of their stuff, you know, Shooting Stars and all that, and that was great fun, because, I mean, they are mental. I mean, they truly are. But they're fantastic. And then that got me on the sort of, you know, the Sig Tune sort of treadmill, and I ended up doing cookery shows and things like Two Fat Ladies and stuff like
that. Did you do the Grouse advert?
No.
Because that was very much in your style, I thought.
Oh, right.
You know, the kind of the humming and almost
strange noises.
Humming and strange noises in the background. Lots of humming with the famous Grouse, you know. Yes. I thought that might have been your one. But
sadly, no. I'd be a lot richer if it were.
So, but plans for the future, Pete, after the festival?
Well, I've just done a pilot with Mr. Jonathan Ross, who's trying to do a film. He's launching a film quiz, and... there's a round called The Organist Entertained, and they wanted a sort of baldy person with a wig to play the organ and just sort of play sort of sing tunes and stuff like that. And we did the pilot, which was great, and upstairs in a pub with people like Barbara Windsor and Leslie Phillips. It was quite surreal. And that worked, and I think that's going to go to series later in the year.
So that's kind of your niche now. You're in that kind of Philip Pope mode, aren't you?
Yeah.
Phil Pope was a guy in the 80s. He did it all in the 80s, and you've got all that work now in the 21st century.
Exactly. I've stolen all his work.
You've stolen all his work.
Aye. And coming up to here was just a sort of, you know, we had this discussion in the pub, and we thought we'd try it, and it's been very interesting.
So will we see Wussy turning up at the festival, or is he going to...
No, I don't think so. I think he's done his stint in Scotland, hasn't he? He came up for Live 8, and he only comes up once a year.
Ah, that's right, that's right. I thought he may be an acquired taste up here, having seen his church.
I'm saying nothing.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, he is the man at the moment. He's one of the movers and shakers, so better not
He's on his way to becoming a national treasure, I think.
That's
well,
right.
In England he is. I don't know about up here.
I think he's got fans, but certainly people I've spoken to, the chat show has had mixed receptions. But anyway, he's good on the radio. I'll give him that. He's good on radio too. So tell us again, Pete, the venue and when we can see it.
Two shows, Absolutely Presents John Sparks and Pete Vickie, is on at 8:30 in the Gilded, and Frank Hovis, who's another sort of Absolutely character, he's doing a solo show at 11 o'clock called Filth.
Filth, yeah. And Frank Hovis was the guy that used to sit on the bog. So for the Anoraks out there, I mean, I know there are websites and stuff, and I don't go onto the website much, honest.
There's a great one, Absolutely Andy, runs, and it's fantastic.
We had it out on any chance of it coming out on DVD? Or?
Hopefully for the Christmas.
Yeah,
that's what we're hoping. Gordon is in charge of all that, and he's speaking to sort of various people, because I know Naked Video is coming out for Christmas, and then maybe on the back of that. So certainly by the latest next year, but hopefully out for this Christmas.
And what about Absolutely Live? Not Monty Python at the Hollywood Bowl. What about maybe Absolutely at Hampden Park?
Hampden Park? No. I think Absolutely maybe. I don't know where Tynecastle or something like that. I think we wouldn't be allowed to play Hampden. We might do something to tie in with the release of the DVD, which would be great, you know, because we still sort of go to the pub and get drunk together, and we've still got the company that operates, and we're all still Chase Mawena, you know.
Well, absolutely, married to David Baddiel now, of course.
That's right.
And do you feel that, will you kind of keep, you know, well, 40 Towers, they only made 12, and John Cleese left it like that. I mean, will you keep Absolutely in that time zone?
No. We were young, free, and single. Then. No. I think it's definitely of its era. And it's when you watch it again, it is kind of weird.
Absolutely. So there we are. You can see John Sparks and Pete Bakey here at the Edinburgh Festival. Anything that you've seen at the festival that you've liked this year, comedy-wise?
Well, there's been some fantastic stuff. I mean, there's some great stuff on at the Gilded. I last night I went to see Barry Crash, which was very funny. There is Clockwork Orange, very good. David O'Doherty, fantastic. Lucy Porter, I went to see.
Yeah, she was here,
Yeah, she was great. And there was also a play about Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. I mean, if you're a comedy fan, that was fantastic. I mean, I know everybody's been doing them, and they had a whole lot last year, but that was really excellent. And the guy playing Peter Cook was absolutely
incredible. That's from the same guy that played him on TV, was it?
No, different guy. Yeah. And the highlight was definitely Beer Gut 100, you know, Bill Bailey's band, Kevin Eldon, because that was just fantastic, doing sort of like punk classics, and it was great.
Fantastic.
That was a trend, isn't it?
Thanks for that, Pete. Thanks very much for coming
in.
That's great stuff. That's brilliant.